I'm John Moinkle from the Forgy Electric Sports Studio. On Thursday in baseball, Al Burnett beat Applington Parkersburg 7-4 in 5 innings due to lightning. North Butler beat Belmont Clemmie 7-4. Number 6 and 1A St. Ansgar beat Clarksville 11-1 in 5 innings. Number 10 and 1A Newman Catholic beat Dyke New Hartford 2-1. Boone beat Hampton Dumont Cal 10-0 in 6 innings. In softball, number 2 and 1A Clarksville beat AGWSR 9-4. Applington Parkersburg forfeited due to shorthandedness in the completion of a suspended game at Hudson. Algona beat Clarion Goldfield Owls 14-0 in 4 innings. Number 13 and 2A Jessup beat Dyke New Hartford 16-4 in 4 innings. Grundy Center beat West Marshall 5-3. Iowa Falls Alden beat Hampton Dumont Cal 10-6 in the completion of a suspended game. And number 8 and 2A West Fork beat Garner Hayfield Ventura 11-1 in 5 innings. The Iowa Falls Alden softball team used a strong finish to get past Hampton Dumont Cal 10-6 Thursday in a game that was continued from a suspension earlier in the season. Beginning the game in the bottom of the third inning with Iowa Falls Alden leading 4-2, the Cadets scored another in the fourth for a 5-2 lead. Needing to gain offensive momentum, Hampton Dumont Cal loaded the bases in the sixth inning, and Marin Subert blasted a grand slam to straightaway center field for a 6-5 lead. It was the first home run of her career. In the seventh, Iowa Falls Alden gutted out a comeback. Addison Vanderloop drove in the first run to tie the game, and Montana Tease drove in three more on a triple for a 9-6 lead. Erica Baker finished it off with an RBI double. Cadet pitcher Sydney Phipps on the comeback.
There was a really good hit that got a lot of runners in, and they just played solid defense pretty much the whole day. And yeah, I think overall they just had some good hits.
Head coach Emily Bankin was proud of the team's resilience in the seventh inning.
We know that the girls can hit. It's just sometimes we struggle stringing them together like that. And so that's something that we've been really pushing, especially after a tough loss last night. We left 12 girls on. And so we just really emphasize that we can't be doing that. We have to find ways to move them around and get them in. And so I think that they really just kind of gritted their teeth and found a way to do it, and it was great.
Hampton Dumont Cal coach Kelsey Enslin hopes the team can grow from facing pressure situations.
We had talked about the girls, what it was going to be like. You know, you don't go into games very often and you're down 4-2. So we talked about that last night and how we needed to come with that offensive mentality. And even just like at our last night game, I said, you know, we became offensive a little bit too late in the game. But yeah, it was kind of that moment, you know, Marin, you know, I knew at some point it was going to go over. So for her to get one in that situation was awesome. And then we were sitting there and I'm like, okay, three outs. And we just, you know, wasn't meant to be. And we have such young pitch, actually we have such a young team, but with our young pitchers, you know, and just them developing into high pressure situations and those things, we're really looking to grow as we move forward.
Subert on the home run.
I was just kind of like, I like my outside spots, and I kind of just swung and I was just like, please go over. Just saying, because I'm working off an elbow injury this season, and so I was just saying, keeping consistent, doing the same drills every day, getting back into 100%, and just keep practicing and going.
They split the season series after the Bulldogs won 10-8 in 8 innings at Iowa Falls Alden earlier in the season. In other Thursday action, the Bulldog baseball team fell 10-0 in 6 innings at Boone. Blake Burmester, Taylor Mailer, and William Vosberg recorded the team's 3 hits. A year removed from its first ever state tournament appearance, the Applington Parkersburg baseball team will begin postseason play Saturday by hosting Jessup in a 2A District 12 first round game. It'll air on 99 The Wave. The Falcons are coming off a regular season where they bounced back from a slow start by winning most of their games since the second half of June. Head coach Brett Clespy says aside from a few outlying games, the defense has taken steps forward and cut down on mistakes.
Good momentum going into the Saturday game here with Jessup, and so yeah, it just kind of needed to button some things up, and defensively played pretty well down the stretch, and then there's a few games here and there that we kind of, you know, made some mistakes and it bit us in the butt a little bit. But so yeah, just getting geared up and ready to go for Saturday, and hopefully stay dry.
Jessup has lost 3 straight to end the regular season, including blowouts against Don Bosco and Al Burnett in non-conference play. It's been a rare down year, with their first losing season since 2020. Clespy says regarding personnel personnel, he sees similarities between the teams.
They're just kind of cycling like we are, cycling through some young guys, and so I think they have two seniors and a couple of juniors that play, and then there's a lot of underclassmen, freshmen, sophomore, and Sabres, the eighth grader, plays, and so, yeah, it's going to be a challenge. It's always, you know, Jessup's going to be ready to play. You know, it's a switch from Coach Wall, but Coach Sabres has been on staff with Coach Wall, and so played a lot of baseball against them, and unfortunately, you know, the last 2 years, we haven't played them, and so it's just kind of hard to tell, you know, what they're going to bring, but they're going to be ready. You know, all records go out the window in postseason at 0-0, and try to get the guys to have that mindset and just be ready to play baseball, because I know that Jessup's going to be ready to play baseball.
It'll be the second game of a playoff doubleheader at the AP Baseball Field with a scheduled start time of 7 o'clock after the conclusion of a game between Union and Monticello. Pre-game coverage will start at 6:40. The winner will advance to Tuesday's district semifinal against Dyke New Hartford, which will be hosted by Anamosa. The South Hardin baseball team will host Iowa Falls Alden in a 2A District 14 first-round game Saturday. It'll air on 104.9 KLMJ. It'll be the first meeting between the teams since their season openers on May 22nd, a 3-1 win by the Cadets. South Hardin enters the postseason on a 5-game win streak, which included a 10-8 win over Appalachian Parkersburg on Wednesday. They have four players batting over 300, led by Garrett Anderson at 366. Head coach Nathan Weig on meeting Iowa Falls Alden for the second year in a row to open postseason play.
Know him real well. I know who we'll see on the mound. He struck us out 17 times in the first game of the year. I will say that I think we're a much better hitting team now. We'll be ready to go. There's no doubt about it. It'll be a dogfight, and it's great because both teams are friends. So it's sad to see one of the teams get beat out in the first round, but we're ready to go, and I'm sure they will be too. New season starts on Saturday, and we haven't been out of the first round in several years, and that's number one goal, is to get a win on Saturday night and see where it takes us.
Iowa Falls Alden concluded the regular season with a 4-3 win over South Hamilton on Tuesday, led by Rain Petrie with a 360 batting average and 12 RBIs. Head coach Wyatt Zeisman on the need of taking care of business defensively in the postseason.
To make noise in the postseason for us, I think we got to be consistent on the mound. We got to have guys that are up there going to, you know, go four, five, six innings long for us. Throw a lot of strikes, let the defense make the plays that they're supposed to make. And if they do that, you know, we'll keep their scores down. We need to make sure we can get every run we can and do our best on defense. It's going to be a lot of strategy, but it's going to be a lot of fun to see how it plays out here.
It'll be the second game of a doubleheader at South Hardin with a scheduled start time of 7 o'clock after the conclusion of a game between Central Springs and Osage. Pre-game coverage will start at 6:40 p.m., followed by the first pitch at 7 o'clock. The winner will advance to a district semifinal against West Marshall on Tuesday, which will be hosted by New Hampton. AGWSR will take on North Butler in a 1A District 4 first-round game Saturday. It'll be played as part of a doubleheader at Wapsie Valley. Despite a down season, the Cougars will enter the playoffs having played the fourth-hardest schedule in Class 1A. In fact, all but four of their games in the regular season were against Class 2A opponents. Head coach Justin Kearns on the matchup with North Butler.
They're built a lot like us. You know, I know they have the Wagner's kid, who's a great pitcher. We also have some great pitchers. So that part I'm not too worried about. It's just, you know, we have to put the ball in play. You know, we can't not give run support to our pitchers. And that's going to be the biggest thing, is the run support, you know. And we just had that conversation with the boys, you know. Since I've been assistant coach and now head coach, we've never made it through first round districts. So it's a personal goal of mine. And, you know, I said, you know, don't do it for me, but let's do it for each other. You know, let's do it for the senior on the team. Let's play a little more ball. You know, we get into 1A competition, let's play a little bit more. So we'll see. You know, it just depends on what team's going to show up that day, you know, and how bad they want it.
They'll look to snap a 14-game losing streak. The Bearcats closed conference play by winning the second game of a doubleheader with Northwood Kensett Tuesday. Head coach Chase Storr on the team's X-Factors entering postseason play.
Having a short memory, not letting one bad play, one bad inning kind of spiral or snowball, and just kind of having a fresh mind every single play, every inning, and just see what happens.
Pitcher Brody Wangsness is coming off one of the more dominant seasons in the top of Iowa East with an ERA of 0.89 and a league-leading 87 strikeouts. The first pitch will be at 5 o'clock p.m. The winner will advance to Tuesday's district semifinal against either Rockford or Wapsie Valley, who will play the second game of the doubleheader. Find more sports at RadioOnTheGo.com and wherever podcasts are found. I'm John Moenkel.